Another day of rescues in Thailand. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A fifth boy was pulled out of that cave and sent by helicopter to a hospital. And Reuters is reporting a sixth and seventh and eighth boy taken out on stretchers. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring it all live from London.
Dave, phase two of a dramatic rescue operation underway in Thailand. The boys are diving their way out of the flooded cave complex, navigating its dark, twisting passages, despite having no diving experience. The head of the rescue mission saying the first four boys to be freed are doing well. They're in hospital and have been checked over. And the mission commander this morning saying they asked for pork and fried rice. The team of 12 and their coach have been trapped for more than 2 weeks. Dave?
Simon, in Japan, a search for dozens of people missing after floods and mudslides in the Hiroshima area. At least 100 others are dead, some villages underwater.
It was scary. In front of our house had become a river and made a huge noise.
When President Trump will announce his Supreme Court pick tonight, he tweeted it'll be an exceptional person. His short list is down to four judges, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, or Thomas Hardiman. Republicans have a slim majority in the Senate, so the focus is on possible swing votes for confirmation.
Liberal organizations are airing ads in Maine and Alaska, home to Senators Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, both moderate Republicans who have bucked party leadership. But the pressure campaign goes both ways. The White House is singling out three Senate Democrats, Joe Donnelly, Joe Manchin, and Heidi Heitkamp. Each supported Justice Neil Gorsuch. Each is up for re-election in states won by President Trump.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Are plastic straws an endangered species? Starbucks is joining the crowd, not wanting us to use them anymore, planning to eliminate those straws in all locations by 2020. It's estimated a half billion plastic straws are used in the U.S. every day. Some cities have banned them, and more are considering it. Fox News. Fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump will travel tomorrow to Belgium for another NATO summit. He just tweeted again a familiar complaint that the U.S. is spending far more on NATO than any other country, writing it's not fair, nor is it acceptable. North Korea has muddied the water again after Secretary of State Pompeo went to Pyongyang for 2 days of talks. The North Koreans put out a statement after he left accusing the U.S. of making a gangster-like demand for denuclearization. Pompeo from Vietnam said,
I have a message for Chairman Kim Jong-un. President Trump believes your country can replicate this path. It's yours if you'll seize the moment.
Senate Republican Roy Blunt of Missouri on NBC's Meet the Press says he hopes for success, but
nobody should be surprised by foot dragging. Nobody should be surprised by saying one thing, and then apparently that's not what maybe they meant.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware on CBS Face the Nation says he thinks
President Trump unilaterally gave away doing military exercises with our vital allies, South Korea and Japan, without consulting with them, and we got nothing but empty promises.
Secretary Pompeo says sanctions are still on North Korea and will be vigorously enforced. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Harvey Weinstein will be back before a judge next hour in New York City.
Harvey Weinstein will be arraigned in court on a third sex crime charge. The updated indictment alleges the Hollywood mogul performed a forcible sex act on a woman in 2006. These charges join two others alleging forcible sex acts in 2004 and 2013. Weinstein expects to be fully vindicated in the crimes, according to his lawyer, Ben Braffman, who says any actions were consensual. The 66-year-old was arrested in New York in May in connection with accusations of rape from two women. He has been free on $1 million bail. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures rising before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
It is a dilemma.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner and the State Department of Insurance have announced a plan to fight the opioid crisis. FoxIllinois.com says the state is asking the federal government to approve changes, including improving the way opioids are prescribed, covering alternative therapies for chronic pain. If the changes get the okay, every private insurer would have to implement those changes for the plans beginning in 2020. Illinois gas prices are up. The statewide average is at $2.96 a gallon, up 11 cents in the last week, but up just 3 cents a gallon in the last month. The Champaign County coroner says 59-year-old Lauren Schluter died at the scene of a two-vehicle crash on Saturday afternoon. Schluter was the driver of a Pontiac Grand Prix headed westbound near Penfield. His vehicle was hit by a Dodge Ram truck when he entered an intersection. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thank you, Jamie. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. And welcome back, Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie J. Pretty good looking forecast, too, with the high 89 and the sunshine. 71 our low tonight with clear conditions. There's a 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. High 90, low 62. Sunshine back in the forecast Wednesday with a high 86, low 64. Sunny on Thursday and Friday. Highs near 90. Right now, the temperature's at 71. ESPN 93.5.
All right. It's big pick time tonight. We'll see it on primetime, 8 o'clock Central Time. Who will it be? President Donald Trump will nominate a Supreme Court justice. It could be Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor. I mean, you don't have to be a lawyer, I don't think.
You do not. You're exactly right. I think it's the only federal court where you do not have to be a lawyer because there's no nothing about it in the United States Constitution and no federal law about it. So I can be appointed to the Supreme Court.
Okay. Who do you think it's going to be? And it's amazing it has not leaked out yet. Are they all four ready to go? How's he going to tell them?
I'm more interested in the football draft a couple of months ago than I am and who's going to be on the Supreme Court. And I think the American public would be with me as well. I'm just wondering how many people are really interested in this. I think some people are very interested. I think the rest of the population probably is just they're interested in the boys in Thailand,
yeah,
probably more
right.
than
no,
this.
That's true. That's true. Now, we have Barrett, Hardiman, Kavanaugh, and Kethridge. And if you take it, you know, 330 million people live in America. 97% don't watch Jimmy Kimmel. Your point is there's only a few million people probably really into this.
I would think that Amy Coney Barrett is the front runner, frankly. She's the a woman. She's the youngest of all the choices. She's very, very strong, conservative, and I think that's who President Trump is going to go for several reasons. First of all, she's a woman, but that's not going to do much for a lot of the liberal women's groups. They're still going to criticize her because she is a conservative woman, and you're not really a female leader if you're not a liberal woman. I found that out in my classroom a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about African Americans, and I said, Clarence Thomas, what a great black leader in this country. And some of my black students said, no, he's not a black leader. And I said, why not? And they said, what has he done for the black community? You know, and you have to be a liberal in their minds to do anything for the African-American community. I think the same thing is also true of women. You cannot be a woman, a female leader in this country according to some women, unless you're liberal. Well, Amy Coney Barrett is not liberal. But I still believe that President Trump's going to pick her because it'll make it a little bit more difficult, I think, to attack a woman. I think that's number one. She has a good record, a good judicial record, and that I think will stand up to scrutiny. And also some of the women's groups that will attack her, and you can make sure that they will. I think that the hypocrisy of that can be also brought to bear.
Yeah, okay. And when we talk Roe v. Wade, isn't it true that Clarence Thomas is the only justice so far that has said he wanted to overturn Roe v. Wade? And isn't it also true, even if they did, the states have the right to make it legal?
Exactly. If we overturn Roe versus Wade this morning, it still would be up to the states to do what they want to do. But a lot of women's groups and a lot of liberal men as well do not want that to happen. Roe versus Wade, I would guess, is not going to be overturned anytime soon. They have to get other justices to go along with it. You have to get a court case moving. As far as I know, there's no court cases moving in that direction at this time. So I think that the idea of overturning Roe versus Wade is just not there. I'm amazed that that case is a litmus test for somebody to get on the U.S. Supreme Court. It just doesn't seem, since 1973, that's been a big issue, abortion. By the way, it's nowhere found in the United States Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court made it up out of the Ninth Amendment in regard to the right to privacy. But if we use that right to privacy, which is made up out of the Ninth Amendment, the right to privacy is very important, then what about so many other issues that also are against the law, but I would argue probably have a pretty good right to privacy component?
Yeah. Okay, and then there's this talk about, well, how dare you put up a nominee when you didn't hear Merrick Garland? The differences, I think, are A, presidential election, and B, in 2010, Elena Kagan was put up in September of a midterm. Obama did that.
Exactly. Exactly. It's political. There's no question about it. It's unfortunate, but appointments to federal courts, especially the U.S. Supreme Court, has become very, very political. By the way, Mitch McConnell, U.S. Senator, the majority leader in the Senate, has really come through in regard to judicial appointments. I think he can be criticized very much in regard to other things as not a strong Republican leader. But on the issue of judicial appointments, he's come through very, very well. And I think he wants to do that on this one as well. It only takes 51 votes. There is no filibuster in regard to these judicial nominations. So it'll take 51 votes, and that's something that the Democrats brought about under then-Democratic leader Harry Reid. And it's come home to bite them.
Yep. Okay. Your prediction, will the next justice be seated by October?
I think it will. They're really going to try to get this through, and I think it is going to work certainly before the big election in November. So I think it's going to be Amy Coney Barrett. That's my guess. And my first person who I really would have liked is Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who, by the way, is retiring. But he has no judicial past. Mm-hmm. And so that, I think, worked against him.
Professor, sir, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington, ESPN 93.5. It says, President Obama said,
you don't like a particular policy or a particular president? Go out there and win an election. Hopefully it's a reminder that elections matter.
That's your former poker buddy. Senator Bill Brady has joined us now. He used to play poker with the president. How are you?
Stevie, good. I hope you had a good 4th of July, as your listeners, I hope, it did as well. Elections do matter. And we've got a big one coming up here in Illinois. The governor's race is a huge, will be a huge statement for Illinois' future. J.B. Pritzker has made it clear he wants to increase the tax burden on families and businesses, and Bruce Rauner wants to hold the line.
Well, and I'm also understanding that Speaker Madigan has put somebody else on the ballot that might draw away from Bruce Rauner regarding votes. Is that true?
Well, there's a couple other candidates, and certainly there is a strategy that if someone could appeal to other voters within someone's party. We've got a defector in Sam McCann who has defected from the Republican Party in Illinois Senate and has decided he wants to try to be a spoiler. I'm not sure that works out, to tell you the truth. You know, Scott Lee Cohen announced when he was thrown off the ticket as Pat Quinn's running mate when I ran, he announced he was running as an independent, and we thought it would be just euphoria. Well, the truth of the matter is it gave people who would have voted for Pat Quinn but weren't happy about him an alternative. There's going to be a lot of people who are not happy about J.B. Pritzker, you know, as you see about the recent news about him being the porcelain prince and removing toilets to save hundreds of thousands of dollars in property taxes. It may help Bruce in that it takes, gives people away from J.B. Pritzker to express their vote that Bruce Rutter wouldn't have gotten anyway.
Senator Bill Brady, what do you tell conservatives that are upset about Rauner's reversal on abortion? And I guess you say, what, you want Pritzker? I mean, it's kind of the, if you're not excited, yeah. J.B. Pritzker to me, yikes. I mean, I think it'd be worse for, as far as my point of view and probably yours, for the state, even though the state's struggling now.
Yeah. What I would tell them is that Bruce Rauner has a vision to bring jobs back to Illinois. He's frustrated with the challenges he faces as the state's top recruiter of jobs because of the policies that the Democrats under Mike Madigan have failed to reform. He's very, very frustrated, as am I. But he's brought jobs back, Brand Industries in Bloomington, Illinois, Rivian Motors. So we are making some progress. But J.B. Pritzker, to me, is just doom and gloom. He wants to raise taxes, to increase government programs, and the problem with that is you lose jobs. I predict that if for some reason Amazon doesn't come to Chicago, it'll solely be based on J.B. Pritzker's tax hike. He's threatened to increase taxes if elected, and that will do nothing but further push people out of Illinois and, I believe, diminish our job growth opportunities.
Chicago's lost 300,000 jobs. 300,000 people have moved out, rather. It seems clear to me that there's an exodus. California's seen it as well. And honestly, Bill, and I know you're fighting the fight, I don't know why I would bring my company to Illinois right now.
Well, we're still the crossroads of this nation's economy. There's no place more convenient, efficient, and economically beneficial to put a business than in Illinois.
No, I mean, go to Indiana. I mean, my money's treated better in Indiana, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily, but there's more we could do to make that argument through government policies. Costs of doing business in Illinois are more expensive, but there's still more opportunity. You look at our infrastructure system, our railroads, our rivers, our roads. You look at our airports. You look at our workforce. There is a big difference between Illinois and Indiana. I'm not disparaging Indiana. Illinois has just been a greater opportunity. And if put to good use, Chicago can be a tremendous asset, and it has been. But you look at Indiana's not a center. Indiana doesn't have the geographical opportunities. It doesn't have, I don't believe, the educational infrastructure and higher ed and other things that we have. But we just need to leverage it, which is one of the things I'm so pleased about. Under the leadership of Chapin Rose, within our caucus, we were able to put forth a great agenda for higher education, increasing our investment in higher education. Bruce Rauner laid out something that I think will be monumental in terms of the Discovery Partners Initiative run by the U of I in Chicago, developing 60 acres into an industrial technology area. So there are some great opportunities that Bruce Rauner has been able to achieve. There's just more we want to build on.
Erica Harold stopping by at 8 o'clock. I'm a big fan of hers. She has a good chance to be Attorney General, does she not?
What a breath of fresh air. Yeah. I mean, she is. She has a great opportunity. It's going to take people supporting her. It's not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be a difficult race. Chicago's going to try to take this away. But I think her, you know, no question in my mind that she would have won against Lisa Madigan. Kwame Raoul is less of a known factor. I think she can definitely win it against Kwame Raoul, but it's going to be a tough race.
Okay, any thoughts about 8 o'clock tonight, primetime Supreme show? President Trump picks the next candidate to be on the Supreme Court. Any thoughts as who that might be?
Well, I think that he's laid out a list. I can't tell you on the short list who I think he'll end up being. I mean, there will be benefits. Certainly a female would be a very attractive candidate. On this court, particularly a conservative female, one who believes in the Constitution. So I think that'll be – he's got some great opportunities, in my opinion. I think a lot of people are excited to see where he lands on this decision. And I do agree with your previous guest that it will happen, and it'll be, I think, a great opportunity for free enterprise – and for the values that this country was founded on.
Senator Durbin said it might be worth losing those elections in North Dakota and Indiana and West Virginia by those senators to hold the line. But he wasn't talking about his own job. He was just talking about their jobs.
right.
Well,
but, it will be very, very interesting. And there will be a lot of debate about this. This appointment will be controversial, but I believe it'll be like Gorsuch, a person who will help move this country in the direction that I think most people want to see us go, a land of opportunity, free enterprise.
And I think the Roe v. Wade is a call to get the voters out. It doesn't end abortion. The states, the blue states, would probably have abortion, even if the Supreme Court took it up, even if they overturned it. It won't be the law of the land. It'll be up to the states.
Right. I'm pro-life and have been my whole life. But you're right. All this would do would put it back in the states and let the states make those decisions if they were. And you know, the Supreme Court under any form moves very, very cautiously and deliberately. So it would be a while under any appointment.
Senator Bill Brady, it is always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Always appreciate your time.
Stevie, good to be with you. And again, I hope everyone has a wonderful summer after we celebrate this wonderful 4th of July.
You got it. Thank you. Senator Brady from Bloomington, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Nissan has found evidence of emissions and mileage cheating in its cars. The 19 models were all sold in Japan. They were found to have misconduct at the inspection stage. The reports were based on altered measurements. Nissan says the issue did not compromise safety. Biopharma company Constellation Pharmaceuticals is going public. It will sell more than 5 million shares, priced at $14 to $16. Constellation's working on treating cancers caused by genetic flaws or drug resistance. Boeing could be receiving a big new order. Reuters says Saudi Arabian Airlines is exploring ordering wide-body jets from Boeing. The number of jets has not been revealed, and Boeing is not commenting. The Dow was up 99 on Friday. NASDAQ gained 101. S&P up 23. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
And our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric Boland at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Mother Day. This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I remember I mentioned Senator Durbin meet the press with Chuck Todd yesterday, suggested that, you know, this is so important, the Supreme Court nomination, that you might have to fall on your sword. So Joe Manchin, West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, all are on the bubble for getting elected again because they're in red states.
Okay.
President Trump won West Virginia by 41 points. How's Joe Manchin feeling? Not good. Senator Durbin.
It is a dilemma in one respect, but not in another. I will tell you, the men and women that I work with on the Democratic side really take this seriously. They understand it's an historic decision. It's about more than the next election. It's about what country the United States of America is going to chart as its course in the future on this Supreme Court. I think each and every one of them take that seriously, that personally. It goes beyond the next election.
And I would have asked Senator Durbin, had I been in the other seat, would you vote for... vote against whatever Donald Trump nominates if it meant your job. It's easy to say when it won't happen, but that's essentially what would happen. So the Democrats on that side do have a bit of a quandary on what to do, because if those Democratic senators from red states don't support this nominee, I think they lose. And I think it prolongs it, and you'll get more senators that are in red states, more Republican senators than there are now, which there are 51 right now. So we'll see, and it's pretty good. There's no leak, and nobody really knows who it is. One of those four. What are those four doing today?
Right.
Because all the packets are ready. Everybody, they got four. It's just like a game show here. It's the reveal. It's the big 8 o'clock prime time. And listen, Professor Sachs makes a good point. How many care? How many at the mall knows the four candidates for the final four spot? I would say 1%. Really?
True.
It's summer.
Right.
I've got a grill, and I'm cooking out.
Well,
how many
can name, you know, three that are sitting?
They could probably, of the Supreme Court?
Right.
Wow. I hope they know a few of those.
I mean.
Well, okay. We're way more interested in Thailand, and I'm going to give you the update, the very latest that I have on that, and those boys are getting out of that cave.
Yeah, four of them out.
There's eight total. Eight out as of this morning.
Maybe just four recent rescues then.
Yes, four overnight, four recent. There's eight total, all alive, and I think there's, four left in the coach, something like that. And this is just, they've got the best divers in the world. They lost a Thai SEAL last week, a retired Thai SEAL that lost oxygen and died in that tunnel.
Shoot.
It's a very, very dangerous operation. More on that coming up. Now that your crop is knee high, well, used to be knee high by the 4th of July.
Over your head high by the 4th of July.
Grow your farm forward with help from Busey Ag Services and Farm Brokers. They're terrific at what they do. They provide a full range of products and services to meet your agricultural needs. Busey is a name you can trust. Our roots run deep, serving farmers for nearly 150 years at the very start of the agriculture industry in Illinois. 90-plus thousand acres under their management, nine-member team with more than 130 years of combined experience. Benefit from the wealth of expertise by attending the Farm Landowners Workshop. That's coming up Tuesday, August 7, 6 to 8, Champaign County Farm Bureau, Champaign. Grow your knowledge of farm real estate, appraisals, and management. Explore estate planning tips for ag professionals. You can go to Busey.com or 351-2744 to reserve your seat. That's coming up August 7, 6 to 8. Partner with a team whose roots run deep. Busey's Ag Services and Farm Brokerage teams have the resources you need to grow forward. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com today. Member FDIC. Got to check your local news. Come back. We'll give you the very latest that I have on the kids, the soccer team. I mean, this would be miraculous after what's it been, 10 days? No, 20 days? What they were in there 10 days before they found them. Hmm. Pitch black. Pitch dark.
Right.
The phones, if they had phones, I mean, you're not getting any signal in the cave.
Right.
There's no light. There's no anything. I don't know what they had for a while. They were just pitch black, heard voices, ran out of food. I don't even know what food they had. They went to soccer practice. Then decided to go spelunking, which is cave exploring, I guess. So we'll get more on that next. ESPN 93.5, 7:30.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. At least three more boys have now been rescued from a flooded cave system in Thailand. Four were taken out yesterday, and the operation resumed this morning with an international team led by Thai Navy SEALs.
We're told that the same divers who were involved in yesterday's successful mission are involved today, so they might have been able to sort of reconnect with each other, talk about, hey, how can we make this better, and go back out there.
Talk to Jeff Paul in Chiang Rai, Thailand, where those boys are now hospitalized. British police say they believe a woman killed by a nerve agent must have handled its container.
Authorities say Dawn Sturgis and her partner, Charlie Rowley, who's critical, somehow came across an item contaminated with Novichok, a Soviet-era chemical weapon which Britain says was used in the poisoning of a former Russian spy in March. That case happened a few miles from where the couple were found.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Let's Make It a Habit.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County coroner says 59-year-old Lauren Schluter died at the scene of a two-vehicle crash on Saturday afternoon. Schluter was the driver of a Pontiac Grand Prix headed westbound near Penfield. His vehicle was hit by a Dodge Ram truck when he entered the intersection. Thousands of fish suddenly died at Lake Iroquois, and it's not yet clear why. WCIA says the cleanup from the Lake Iroquois Association started on Sunday. We won't have a better idea of the problem until the EPA tests the water. The University of Illinois Police Department has gotten a $6,000 gift to help pay for body cameras for the patrol officers. It came from the Journey Foundation and the parents of two young women killed by a drunk driver. The Journey Foundation has raised and given out $154,000 over two decades in the memory of Jackie and Jennifer Esworthy. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need.
To learn more about Gina's workshops and how you can invest in your team, visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Here's your weather brought to you by Timberworks. You need some tree trimming or maybe a tree removed? Take out that stump. You can call and get a free quote, 260-8522. 260-8522. You can go to timberworks217.com if you'd like as well. Timberworks, taking your tree service to new heights.
Plenty of sunshine today, Stevie. We've got a high 89, 71 our low this evening with mostly clear conditions. There's a 20% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, high 90, and then partly cloudy and a low 62 by Tuesday night. Wednesday's high at 86, down to 64. Sunshine in the forecast Thursday and Friday, high 88, high 90. Not bad for this week. Right now, the temperature's at 73. ESPN, 93.5.
All right, so the Supreme Show tonight, 8 o'clock. As we've talked about, there are four people that are being considered. Brett Kavanaugh, who's kind of a George W. Bush guy, seems a little too institutional for Donald Trump, so I'll say no to Brett Kavanaugh. Raymond Kethridge, pretty solid background. Thomas Hardiman, who was said to be the runner-up for Neil Gorsuch last time.
He's 53.
And Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm, 46.
She's very conservative. So you have three liberal women on the court now. Would you put a conservative woman on there? It'll be interesting. And regardless, Democrats are obviously fighting it. Can they peel away a vote or two from the Republicans? They have to get everybody because John McCain's sick and won't vote. So you have to get 50, and then I guess I presume Mike Pence would break the tie.
Okay.
Or break. You have to have 51. So you would you have 48 Democrats. Is that the number? Sometimes I have to recount because I forget. But the Republicans, if they stay unified, can do whatever they want. There's nothing. There's nothing they can do. And so do you have at least the three very, very vulnerable senators in those red states that I mentioned. So we'll see. 8 o'clock tonight to make the announcement.
All these nominees between 46 and 53 then.
And it's a lifetime appointment.
I know
so
it.
It's a 30-year deal, at least. Could be more. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 85.
Right.
So it's a lifetime appointment to presumably keep the political out of it. And when Anthony Kennedy was the third choice for Ronald Reagan back in 1988. This is the justice that is retiring, regarded as a swing vote, nominated by Ronald Reagan, 1988. It was 97-0. Can you imagine a time when anything would be 97-0 in our Senate? Well, that was a Democratic Senate. Democrats controlled the Senate in 1988 and was all unanimous. So I don't think that would ever happen again, certainly not in this day and age. No. A little too contentious. Okay, so we have eight that are out of the cave, and so many people have been watching, have been praying for these kids who apparently went into the cave. It's monsoon season in Thailand.
That's right. They're actually in a bit of a pinch right now because they have a forecast for more rain coming.
And so as they were in there, the water started rushing in. They moved inward to avoid the water.
That's right.
And then they found an area that was high enough to keep them, sustained for those 10 days. And how they found them, I don't know. They have tried to put a massive drill on top and drill in.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do it. They can't get it done. I guess access to obviously where they are would be difficult to get any heavy machinery that could drill in.
All the boys are between 11 and 16.
Yeah.
And their 25-year-old coach involved.
And he has apologized. Apparently they've exchanged letters. So the kids got food brought in by the SEALs, and then they wrote letters because there's obviously no signal in a cave, so they couldn't talk to anybody. But every kid, I would guess, in a developed world has a cell phone. I can't imagine this kid's going to soccer wouldn't have had a cell phone with them because everybody has a cell phone. Maybe not in Thailand. I don't know. So they had this phone, so at least the point is they didn't have signal, but they might have had a little light for a day or two just to see something. Otherwise, you know, you go into a cave and you can't see anything.
Right.
There's just no light. So we'll see. Continue to watch. But, again, amazing how good these Navy SEALs are from Thailand, from Australia, from, I think, England, from, of course, America. They are all over there. This is really difficult. If you have claustrophobia, don't apply.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going in a little tunnel with rock all around them, and it's tight.
Yeah.
And it's all water, and they can't really see. They're following a rope. It's kind of muddy water, so there's no visibility. And you're just somebody who went through the first time to bring that rope, it's all you're holding on to, I think.
The ones who have been rescued being quarantined for a little while due to fear of infection.
Yeah.
And they're asking for pad krau pao, which is a dish with beef, basil, and chili when they come
out. Sounds pretty good, but I bet you they lost a lot of weight. How would they, did they drink any of the water? I mean, they had to have water for 10 days,
right,
didn't they? There's no way you could survive. I don't think you can survive 10. Can you survive 10 days without water?
It looks like they're being quarantined for 1 to 2 days before being allowed to see their families.
Wow. Well, I think the families at this point, if they know they're good, they can wait. I mean, they're thinking they're going to die. So if you know that you'd be anxious, but you'd be happy.
Right.
That they're going to be okay. But
visitors can see them wearing sanitized clothes, staying 2 meters away from the kids.
All right. That's all right. It's so far a really, really good story. One retired Thai Navy SEAL died. And I heard a SEAL on this morning that said, you know, why can't we do this quicker? He said, quicker is dead. If you do quicker, you die. You have to go be so careful and so deliberate. You don't go fast and stuff like this. And it's how many miles to the kids? I mean, it's quite a Like 4.5 hour trip is all they can do.
They say the entire round trip through the cave network was thought to take 11 hours.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, how much oxygen is that? I didn't know you could do that for that long. Text in. You got any thoughts, comments about Supreme Court justice tonight? The nominee, 359-2255. Always love to hear from you. 359-2255. Is Hillary Clinton running again?
Really?
It's possible. She's raising money, and she's indicated a few interesting thoughts recently.
Oh, boy.
One more time. One more. She lost in 8. She lost in 16. Would she run again? And would Democrats support that? Would a Democrat say, finally, let's get this done? 75 years old, let's put her in there. Could Donald Trump be the same age? Bernie Sanders thinking about it. Elizabeth Warren thinking about it. Kamala Harris from California thinking about it. Kirsten Gillibrand. There's like 20 Democrats, much like there was Republicans last time. They're all chomping at the bit because they're going to beat Trump. But Hillary, one more time, I think there's pushback from the Democrats on this one. I think they're going, enough. We had two chances. Didn't work out. I'd be very surprised if she's able to generate the Hollywood support or any other support from the Democrats. But that's kind of been the buzz over the weekend. Would Hillary run again? And if she does, wouldn't she beat anybody? You got the name recognition. There's still some loyalists.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. You
know, Donald Trump stole it from her the last time so she could make amends here.
You had asked about the 12 boys and their coats discovered by two British drivers on July 2nd, 9 days after they abandoned their bicycles and ventured inside the cave.
Okay, so they saw the bicycles. Right. They knew were in there. Mm-hmm. But two British divers. Mm-hmm. Good for them. All right, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. That's where you go. You want a new vehicle. They've got them there. Hundreds of new Hondas. You can try that Civic. You can try the... They've got a hybrid if you're worried about gas prices. Civics, they do 40 on the road, so that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the Odyssey, wonderful vans equipped with about anything you'd want. Go see Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, the official dealer providing the official car for Miss Illinois 2018. The BMW side got to drive that blue Beamer in the parade.
Yes, it looked great.
It was great. I was nervous. I didn't want to ding it. I mean, that thing was not a small price tag. Oh, I got that back as soon as the parade was over.
Okay, then.
$70,000 convertible.
Wow.
But it's a Beamer. It is, listen, the BMW, it drives differently. It is different.
Right.
It just different way. You can just feel the engineering and how that thing handled. Had not really experienced
that
kind of
status quo that comes with it.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that. I don't like the showy stuff. I don't like the pretentiousness.
Well, people who make good money do like that.
No, if you are able to do it and you want to, and you can get into a BMW lease for $300-$500, depending on what you put down per month. You can afford it, and if you like and value the safety features, the quality of the vehicle. Totally, you got to test drive a BMW. I mean, it is a fantastic vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
BMW, part of the Honda BMW franchise, and Honda is an award-winning dealership, by the way. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, off Neil and Browash in Savoy. We did not get to a sports last half hour. We got Cardinals, we got the Cubbies and their walk-off walk. All that next.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high-quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery and is a local, small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2929 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2929.
All right, let's check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
All right, throughout our baseball news, I'm also talking about the All-Star Game roster. And I know the final votes for the candidates goes through July 11th, and third baseman Matt Carpenter is on the list for the Cardinals, and Miles Michaelis as pitcher has made it through. Giants over St. Louis Cardinals 13-8 yesterday. Here's your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And yesterday in San Francisco, the Giants rapped out 17 hits and beat the Cardinals 13-8. It wasn't a good day for the Cardinals starter, Jack Flaherty, but it wasn't a good day for the bullpen either.
It was a good day for the Cardinal bats, and that's about it. They scored 8 runs on 11 hits, but made 2 errors, so the defense wasn't sharp for the Cardinals. The bullpen really struggled. John Brebbia picked up his second loss of the series.
Mike Myers had a pretty good outing, but the rest of the bullpen had its troubles.
Really struggling, Brebbia and Greg Holland both. They could not keep the Giant offense from scoring. Pablo Sandoval had a big day offensively.
He went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs scored. He hit a home run as the Giants and the Cardinals split the 4-game series. The Cardinals are in Chicago today for a day off. Tomorrow night, All-Star Miles Michaelis will go for his 10th win against Dylan Covey, and we're on the air at 6:15.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Cap here on ESPN 93.5. St. Louis Cardinals will face the Chicago White Sox tomorrow, 7:10 start. Heard here on ESPN 93.5. White Sox are 30-60 on the season after taking a loss, being swept by the Houston Astros. The final yesterday was 2-1. It was Cubs over Cincinnati 6-5 with a walk-off walk.
And the 3-2. Bodie takes high. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. A bases loaded, base on balls. David Bodie gets the job done, and the Cubs beat Cincinnati 6-5 in 10 innings.
All right. As far as that All-Star game roster, second baseman Javier Baez.
He's a starter, and yeah. So is Wilson Contreras.
The catcher.
And then John Lester's had a wonderful first half.
That's right, as a pitcher. And Jose Abreu, I mentioned, with the Chicago White Sox, first baseman on the American League side, also made it through.
Okay. Yeah. So the Cardinals have Michaelis. You have to have at least one, and I guess I don't understand. Matt Carpenter's on the bubble or something.
Right.
Has a chance.
They're still doing the fan voting.
Matt Carpenter's had a really slow start and amazing finish of the first half. 17 home runs now.
The Cardinals fan might want to take note of that. On Wednesday the 11th at 4 is when the voting shuts down if they want Matt Carpenter to make it through.
You know, there's just not a lot of energy on the Cardinals side right now. It's just really, I mean, the Cardinals have been spoiled. They are expecting success, and it just... At what point is the whole front office in trouble? You sign guys like Brett Cecil and this Greg Holland, who cost $14 million for 6 months and has been just not good.
Darn it.
$14 million. Whoa. Moral of the story, I guess you don't sign guys late because the guy just wasn't ready. He just didn't have his spring training. So that's been really, really bad. Dexter Fowler, yeah, I'd probably trade him for a chocolate sundae right now. You just can't hit. And you own $50 million. So you've got Mozeliak, who's in charge of this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got $50 million on Fowler, who can't hit over 170, apparently. You got Brett Cecil, got $31 million. You got 14, that's about $100 million in not so good, as it turns out. So I don't know what's going to happen. The Cardinals will definitely shake it up if, in fact, they don't somehow get it going. And they've just got so many... The frustrating part for Cardinal fans is it was very predictable. Based on what they did in the offseason and coming in, I thought best case and going forward, best case is fight for a wild card. It's really hard to start the season when that's your best case, best case. Cubs are good and they're going to be good for a while, and the Cardinals have got to either go after and get more or just settle. And I don't know if they like settling. Don't let the summer pass you by without a trip to Busch Stadium. Cardinals host those Reds next weekend. This weekend, is that right? Goodness, July 13th through 15th.
That's
is this
right.
Halfway through July.
I know it.
There are great giveaways all weekend long, including that Adam Wainwright bobblehead presented by SSM Health Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital.
Nice.
Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions. 750. Your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana. For the past 34 years, go to wattscopy.com.
High 89 with the sunshine. 71 our low this evening with clear conditions. 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm popping up on our radar. Otherwise, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 90, low 62. 86 midweek on Wednesday with the sunshine down to 64. I know at Victory Park for neighborhood nights on Wednesday evening with the Painkillers and their music. Again, neighborhood nights with the Urbana Park District every Wednesday evening at 6:30. Right now, the temperature's at 74, ESPN 93.5.
Well, we got Mile of the Pines. We are days away.
I know it.
We are days away. You can still get in the one-mile race.
Yeah, there's nine different waves, races for beginners to elite runners, and you're supporting Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation with that $20 registration. You can pick that up at Body and Soul and talk to Mike Lindemann about this event right here at the Pines, where we also have Buffon Salon, Casa Del Mar. Reynolds Towing is also involved in our event, along with Country Arbor's Nursery, Adams Outdoor Advertising, Busey, Carl, and Lumen Events. And we have Subway providing some prizes, along with Body and Soul, and Red Bicycle Ice Cream. Different age categories with three deep on the runners. Riggs Beer Company with the after party celebration right here at Philo and Windsor Roads. Again, Sunday, July 22nd, the event starts at 6 p.m.
Hope you can be here and be involved. I think we'll have a lot of runners, and I think we're going to get some pretty fast people as well.
MileAtThePines.com.
All right, shop CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated online, CMIClean.com, 359-6262. Need laundry services for your business? CMI can help. Most importantly, CMI is getting great results for their clients. You're discarding a lot of linen because of staining issues? Is your linen rough and not soft? CMI can work with you on controlling your costs by using state-of-the-art dispensing systems. They also offer monthly service reports checking the pH of the linens, the dispensers, and they'll make sure you have minimal rewashing. Save money. Shop local. Betsy and Brad Parks and their team at CMI, serving all of Central Illinois. CMIClean.com for more information. CMIClean.com. And finally, today after 4 to 6 with Tay and Karp, they'll announce the grand prize winner for the White Snake Northerly Island with Stephanie Pratt.
Yes.
A real estate group.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie
She's
Pratt,
realtor
that rocks. Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group. Anyway, today 4 to 6, who's going to win those grand prize limo ride all the way?
Nice.
That's today 4 to 6 on Tay and Karp. All right, 7:53.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralIsleHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns and Marcus Spears.
Tony Parker has agreed to a two-year, $10 million deal, not with the San Antonio Spurs, but with the Charlotte Hornets. That's right.
What's happening in San Antonio right now?
Well, this is a question of if you're Tony Parker, you loved it in San Antonio, right? No state income tax. You could be a star without people bothering you. You got an opportunity to win some championships. He did that. In fact, I think he was a finals MVP, if I'm not mistaken, one year. And he had an opportunity to test for free agent Waters years ago and decided not to and stayed with San Antonio, much to when I was at Ticket 760 working down there in San Antonio. I thought he would, but he didn't, right? He stayed true to that. I think that goes to show you a certain extent how he knows the Kawhi Leonard thing is done, right?
Napa know-how.
It's officially the best week of the year. Why? Because this week only, you get 20% off at Napa. And the only thing better than quality car parts is 20% off quality car parts. Okay, so we're a little biased. But don't wait, because the 20% off sale will be over before you know it. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer available July 9th through July 15th.
Hi, I'm Bryce Harper. Join me and the thousands tweeting and posting their appreciation for our military and veterans by using T-Mobile's hashtag HatsOffForHeroes. When you share your photo or video with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes, T-Mobile will donate $1 to support vets with Team Rubicon. So, America, keep posting with hashtag HatsOffForHeroes and T-Mobile will keep giving.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable. Again, see Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
We had deals at RadioRefunds.com. You want to save money? You got City Girl yogurt, gift cards, $30 for 15. If you like yogurt, why not do it for half off? I also have Humble Hog, Harvest Ale, two great restaurants by Ben Grice up in Paxton, $25 gift cards for 12 and a half. Smoked Food Truck, 20 for 10. Pie's the Limit, 10 for 6. We've got Arrowhead and Western Bowl, $50 gift cards for only 25. And I have one more Body Bronze off Windsor and Champaign, $35 gift card for 17.50. So Steeple Coffee House, $10 for 5. So all kinds of savings at Radio Refunds. .com. She wants to be your next Attorney General for the state of Illinois. We'll meet Erica Harold is in the studio. We're very excited about
Sounds
Erica.
Sounds good.
Kind of a fan. We'll talk to her and find out why she wants to be Attorney General. We'll do that in just a moment. You can always text in 359-2255 on anything we do. We'd love to hear from you. 359-2255. We'll check your Fox News, local news, then Erica Harold next. ESPN 93.5.
Hi, this is Habib Habib, CEO of BPC, and this is your Motivational Minute. Ever wonder whether you are a good example to others? Are you consistent in what you say and do? The saying goes, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you say, which means others look at our actions, not just at what we say. Francis Bacon said, it's not what we eat, but what we digest that makes us strong. Not what we gain, but what we save that makes us rich. Not what we read, but what we remember that makes us learned. And not what we profess, but what we practice that gives us integrity. He also said, he that gives good advice builds with one hand. He that gives good counsel and example builds with both hands, but he that gives good counsel and bad example builds with one hand and pulls down with the other. As we live life, let's be consistent with our words and actions. Words are meaningless without the actions to support them, and they are beautiful when they match our actions. To hear other motivational minutes, go to HabibHabib.com.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Right now, save with a great deal on Armor All Canister Wipes and get 2 for only $8. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See program terms on AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.